Hi, we're a foolish couple. I'm Andrew.
And I'm Minna.
And we're functional nutrition specialists and life coaches. We created the Folk Academy to help people achieve whole life success by applying the success principles to three areas of life that money can buy, which is your health, time, and love, your relationships. We started releasing our Boost Your Immunity blog series in response to coronavirus. So what do we think are important for boosting your immune system? First thing is to know your numbers. We start off by talking about metabolic efficiency and how it's important to track your health numbers and what your optimal numbers should look like. In the second episode, we talk about fear. You're probably aware how fear can heighten your stress level, but fear can also lower your immune system. To help you face your fears, we've included an exercise in episode 2 that may help you release all those fears. In the third episode, we talked about what we should be stocking our home's food shelves with, right? To buy fresh and whole fruits and vegetables, to shop the colors of the rainbow, and to eat less of the processed dull white and brown stuff. We included a downloadable PDF for you there too. In the fourth episode, we talked about how over-sanitizing your home may actually cause more problems with your health. In the last episode, we talked about the importance of exercise when you're 50 and over, and I hope you already grabbed your group of friends and booked a session or have an upcoming session with me to get to know you guys better and to let's all work on have some fun together, right? Today, we're going to talk about the importance of vitamin D.
Let's just start by saying that vitamin D is crucial for your well-being, longevity, and your immune system. Everyone is talking about the importance of vitamin C and how that boosts your immune system. We agree, vitamin C has been shown to boost your immune system, as we talked about that in previous episodes. But many people overlook vitamin D and what role it plays for our overall health.
Vitamin D is usually known for musculoskeletal health, especially for those that are older, to prevent osteomalacia, which is severe aching in your bones and muscles, and also the more commonly known osteoporosis, which is the weakening of bone mineral density, which makes your bones more brittle and easier to fracture. I can still remember all those milk commercials on TV that says milk builds healthy bones. You know, the one that you drink milk and you have that funny little mustache. Well, because, you know, milk, it was fortified with vitamin D. But vitamin D does so much more than just build healthy bones. Vitamin D deficiencies have been shown to increase problems with your cardiovascular and respiratory systems, which is your heart and your lungs. Studies have shown that vitamin D deficiencies is also associated with high risk of self-reported upper respiratory tract infections. It is associated with obesity, raised LDL cholesterol, high blood pressure, and type 2 diabetes. And guess what? All these raised risks are also associated with chronic conditions that people had died from when they're infected with COVID-19.
Most people are probably normally low in vitamin D levels already without knowing it. They just never got tested for it. You can read more about this in our previous blog here. Now with the shelter in place, we are going out even less. Our bodies normally make vitamin D when we are exposed to UVB rays from the sun. Now our daily rituals have been disturbed with the shelter in place order, and that includes opportunities where we're normally exposed to UVB rays from the sun, like walking to the train station or walking to your work. Even when we were living a normal life, most people are already deficient in vitamin D. Now that we rarely leave the house, even more people are going to be deficient in vitamin D.
There are many benefits of vitamin D, and that includes it helps with your insulin resistance, which lowers your chance of getting type 2 diabetes. It helps lower blood pressure. It improves heart health. It boosts lung capacity, and it protects against bacterial and viral infections. Research have shown that higher levels of vitamin D boosts your body's innate ability to defend itself. Vitamin D helps our immune system by activating our T cells, which is our killer cells, you know, like Terminator, which react and fight off serious infections inside your body. That's right. It helps our body defend itself, and that is more important right now than it ever was before.
Terminator cells?
Terminator cells. That's what I like to call it, killer cells.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
Okay. So what can we do to get more vitamin D? Doctors normally recommend daily allowance of 600 to 800 IUs of vitamin D daily. So that would mean the minimum that you should have. But as functional nutrition specialists, we believe that the normal optimal levels of vitamin D that you need in order to have optimal health and nutrition is at least 2,000 IUs of vitamin D. There are three ways to get vitamin D, which is direct exposure to the sun, through your foods, or through supplementation. So if you're comfortable going out, go out and get some sun. Even if you don't feel comfortable going out in the public, maybe you can just go hang out in your backyard or your patio. We have been meditating and doing yoga in our own backyard because it is so relaxing and so rejuvenating. The sun helps your body make vitamin D on your own. But if that's not an option, you can also go with foods that are high in vitamin D or choose a high-quality supplementation.
Food-wise, there are not a lot of choices for vitamin D. The healthiest foods that contain vitamin D are fatty fish, such as wild-caught salmon, herring, mackerel, tuna, halibut, and sardines. A 3.5-ounce serving of wild-caught salmon can have as much as 988 to 1300 IUs of vitamin D, more than a daily recommended allowance, but not, you know, up to the optimal allowance that we want. I would recommend a double portion or 6 to 7 ounce serving to get your optimal levels closer for vitamin D. Now, I wouldn't bother eating farmed salmon because they only have up to 250 IUs of vitamin D. And then they also have all the potential downsides such as antibiotics, GMO feed, and artificial colors, and so much more. The other fishes have a lot less vitamin D, ranging from 112 to 384 IUs per serving. On the flip side, eating fish every day, especially if that's the only source of vitamin D, may also raise your risk of raising up your mercury levels, which is also toxic for your body, right? Of course, there's cod liver oil, but I never liked it as a kid and definitely not going to like it now, right? Other health choices are egg yolks and wild mushrooms. Regular eggs have about 37 IUs, while pasture-raised eggs, which we like to eat, have about 160 IU of vitamin D per egg. That means you have to eat almost a dozen eggs a day to get the optimal levels of vitamin D. So probably not too ideal. Wild mushrooms can have about 130 to 450 IUs per 3.5-ounce serving. And the last choice is fortified foods such as cow's milk, soy milk, orange juice, cheese, oatmeal, and cereal. A serving of any of these will only have about 54 to 140 IUs of vitamin D. They are far cry from what you need daily unless you plan to eat a dozen bowls of cereal a day, right? Which is crazy.
Okay. So the best choice to get vitamin D right now is through supplementation. You can get it through multivitamins and vitamin D capsules. We recommend that you get D3 rather than D2, since your body would need to convert D2 into D3 before it can use it. D2 is plant-based and usually used in fortified foods, while D3 is animal-based, like how our body makes its own vitamin D. We are an animal, right? We also recommend finding a vitamin D3 that also has vitamin K to help boost the effects of vitamin D3. There are a lot of choices out there for supplementation. Do your research, as a lot of them may not be pure and have full potency. Even for us, we get the sun every day, and we also take a vitamin D supplementation ourselves. If you want to go with the same brand that we use, here's the link, and you'll also get 10% off with this link. That's it for today. If you missed any of our first 4 episodes, make sure you watch them and get our free downloadable gifts. Download the free metabolic efficiency list and also learn more about how our digestive health is important to your immune system in our free Gut Matters ebook, and how chronic inflammation in your cells can cause you to be immunocompromised in our free webinar in the links provided. Don't miss our last episode on Boosting Your Immunity series. We are going to talk about water fasting and how that can reset and boost your immune system. See you there.
See you there.
Until next time, love where you live and live where you love.